Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know. I can't figure it out. I mean, where you gonna go? Where you gonna go after you heard this truth?
I've got a question.
Too much.
love the truth back and forth too much.
Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, I'm your host, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is May the 24th, 2013. It's our Shabbat. We are getting ready into, we're getting ready to get into a lot of overdue material. Okay, this is overdue material. We titled today's show, or shall I say lesson, which will be in three parts. We titled it Torah Truth, Yahushua. Okay, you know, with a question mark, because we will look at this. There are a lot of Hebrews right now that are Torah keepers, and there's nothing wrong with reading the Torah. There's nothing wrong with learning the Torah and knowing what's in the Torah. Well, we have to ask the question, what about Yahushua? So today, and as well as the next, I scheduled the show, the next three lessons will be this, well, today, Friday, and then we're going to have one tomorrow, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've got to get through this. If need be that I have another lesson, I will have it. But we're going to get through the Torah. What is it about the Torah that the Torah keepers and the Torah, the lawgivers, they have all kind of names. But what is it that they are missing from the equation? What is it that is missing from the equation? Because you're going to find that this segues into the flesh versus the spirit. This segues into the information that Yahushua, John the Baptist, Paul was rebuking. And people just don't get it. And we will go through this material and give a lot of understanding to what our Heavenly Father Yahuwah has to say concerning his word that was preserved for his children. So we're going to go in and look at the Torah truth and Yahushua. What about Yahushua? We're going to take a look at this today, family. So I welcome each and every family member to our Shabbat guests, sojourners, lost sheep. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. And please, you know, family, this is going to be a lesson. We're going to be going through a lot of scripture, okay? Faith comes by hearing We have to study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, we have to do precepts. We got to give understanding, because many times when we go into the word, we've seen that a lot of a lack of understanding when someone may teach a lesson, especially when it deals with Yahushua, the spiritual matters, it's lost. It's lost. So by rightly dividing the word, giving the precepts, taking it right back to Scripture, let's find out what our Father Yahuwah has to say about all this, and Yahushua, our soon future king. Okay, family? So I want to first, let me get my sister on. I'm going to have my sister Venus on with us, and she's going to be helping me read today and go through some material. Now, I will say that for these next three lessons, for today through Sunday, we're going to get through the material. Sunday, I'll open up the mic if there is time, okay? I will open up the mic if there is time, but we will have question and answer. If anybody has any concerns about what we're getting ready to go over within the Word, if they don't quite understand it, okay, because this is a biggie for Israel. This is a real biggie, because we know that the Torah was given to us by our Father Yahuwah in the Word so that we can become righteous and pleasing in His eye, you know. But somehow somehow got perverted and twisted just a little, where they're putting the Torah over Yahushua and the understanding that Yahushua bought. So we're going to go into that today. Let me go ahead and open up my sister's mic first, and then we're going to get into the Word. Let me see. All right. Shabbat Shalom, Erica 340.
Shabbat Shalom, Sister Georgia, and Shabbat Shalom to the family. Welcome to the show. I'm glad to be here. This is going to be a good lesson.
Hey, sister is always good. It is always great to get together with our family. And, sister, I welcome you. I'm so glad you're here with me to, you know, give me a little relief of my throat from reading so much, because we really do have a lot of scripture to go through the next 3 days. So, thank you, Yahuwah, for you, because I really needed your help. I really needed your help. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, and thank the Father, because I do enjoy reading. I find for me, when I do read, I think for everybody, but for me personally, when I read the scripture and I read it aloud, it comes alive for me, and I seem to gain a better understanding of what the Father is trying to tell us. So it's good for me, and I know it's good for the family to hear it. You know, it helps to build our faith, and you know, stay encouraged in the Word of Yahuwah.
That's right, sister. Hey, I got somebody with their head up, sister, but I'm going to have you do an opening prayer for us. I like to get Sister Venus when she get out here, because y'all always hear me, but we're going to get Sister Venus to pray over our lesson today and understanding. But before we do that, let me just go ahead and see who has their hand up. I don't know if this is I don't know what this is, but let me go ahead and check. It might be a mistake. Area code 702, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. This is Azariah, being Israel. And I just, you know, love listening to this show. All praise due to Yahweh, through the blood of Yahshua. What's going on, sister?
Well, hey, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're here with us. It's good. It's all good. How are you doing, brother?
I am doing blessed. And I'm out here in Vegas, Las Vegas, teaching these lost Israel what's going on.
So, hey, well, you know, it's good that we're going to get into this word. You know, some of these scriptures you could probably use and give them, because we're going to be going through some scriptures, teaching our people the truth from the lies. So I think that you called in and that you're out there, you know, teaching, because Israel does need to learn the truth of the word. So did you want to share anything with us before we get started?
Not yet. I wait till you read the scripture and then I shall answer.
Okay. Well, just know this, though. I just announced to everyone, we're having a weekend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to be having shows on this particular issue. So I'm not going to really take any calls until the third show because I want to make sure that I get through the material.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, but you're more than welcome to come every day for the next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to have a show beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That sounds great.
Okay, brother. Hey, well, thank you for listening today and joining us, sojourning with us. We appreciate that. And just Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. All right, family. Sister Venus, you want to lead us off with a prayer, please?
Yes. Hallelujah. Our Abba Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, yet your will be done here on earth as it is done in heaven. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We give thanks and praises to you, Yahuwah. Father, we thank you because your name alone is magnificent throughout all the earth. Father, your name alone is worthy to be praised. And Father, we thank you that we are gathered here on the phone lines, on the internet, Father, to hear your word, what thus saith Yahuwah. Father, we come together, we gather in your name with thanksgiving in our heart. Hallelujah. We enter your courts with praise. And Father, we thank you that you have given us eyes to see and ears to hear. And I thank you, Father, for those who you may not understand in the flesh, but we thank you, Father, that through the Ruach we have understanding because we fear Yahuwah. And Father, we pray against every demonic spirit. We pray against every false doctrine of man and of this Babylonian system. We pray against it right now in Yahushua's name. And we thank you, Father, for the truth of the word. We thank you for the truth that has made us free. And Father, I pray that our family will continue to have understanding and that our family will continue to have a desire and a hunger and thirst and righteousness for your word. Father, we pray against, we pray for the phone lines. We pray, Father, that they will continue to be clear at all times. We pray against distractions. Distractions are broken in Yahushua's name. And Father, we thank you that we lose the obedience of the Father. And Father, we thank you for a beautiful lesson. And we thank you, Father, what we're going to learn today, this evening, and for the next 3 days. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in Yahushua's mighty set-apart name. I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. Family, that was beautiful. I'm sure everybody felt it. I'm sure our Father is overjoyed to see us coming together in his name through the set-apart spirit, although we're scattered across the four corners of the earth. But we're coming together to learn his word, his truth, what he has to say. Okay? So this is beautiful, family. This is beautiful. Like once I said, Everybody, I'm so glad that you guys are all here with us today, okay? And Sojourners, I'm so glad that you guys have thought fit to come and sojourn with Israel, get some understanding. We all were in Christianity at one point or in something that wasn't the Father's, but we are now coming into his truth, and we're going to begin today talking about the Torah truth. And if you have a pencil and paper, I would write down the scriptures. If not, listen to the archives and write them down. Now, they will be included in the show notes on our website, okay, for those family members. And just in case anybody was wondering, the website is for family members who understand the truth, they want to receive more truth, and they understand the importance of supporting the truth so that we can reach the other lost sheep as they were reached across the four corners of the earth. So we're not saying anything in secret on our website. It's just that those who are on our website are into the truth, and they do help give love offerings so that we can continue being spoken or speaking the Father's word across the internet. Okay, but everything that we teach is on our Blog Talk Radio show. You're not missing nothing. But we do ask that if family members, new family members, want to come over there, you first need to listen to at least one show and, you know, get some basic understandings of what we are teaching, you know, because there's a lot of sites out there teaching not spiritual. So get the understanding that you might hear some stuff that, well, I've never heard that before, but we're going to break it down. We're going to take it back to our Father's word and give understanding. Okay, we're going to allow the set-apart spirit, the Ruach, to flow. Okay, it's very important that we do this, or a lot of the things that we teach, people are just not going to get. Just because you don't understand it the first time, don't give up. When you get to the, you know, get off this particular lesson, you know, humble yourself down to the Father and ask him to give you more understanding. If this is truth, Father, give me the understanding. And he told us, knock and the door will be open. You're going to receive that understanding. Seek out his face. So, everyone, I welcome you once again. We're going to be doing show number one. This is our first lesson in Torah Truth. Basically, what about Yahushua? So, I want to take everybody first with me and just explain a little bit. I've divided the lessons into three parts. Today's lesson, we're going to be going over the Torah and did we obey and follow Yahuwah? If not, how did we sin? What is the final result of our disobedience to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah? Okay, we're going to try to hit all those topics and a little bit more. Tomorrow's lesson, if we get through all today's, tomorrow's lesson is going to be going over the scribes and the Pharisees, because remember, they were sitting in Moses' seat. They were teaching the people, and they were teaching Torah. Okay, but apparently Yahushua had a problem with some of the stuff that was coming out their mouth, and we're going to get into that. And see, family, we got to look at it. What was the need? Why was it needed? What was needed to get Israel back on track after we kept disobeying our Father Yahuwah? What was needed for Israel? Because I don't think people are getting it. A lot of people stick to the Torah, but they forget what was needed to get Israel back on track after we kept disobeying our Father Yahuwah. And what was the purpose or the fullness of Yahushua? Okay, we got to find out what was the fullness of him. Okay, did he just come, say a couple words, and say, see ya? Or was there more to it? Can we read about it? Is it in the scriptures? We're going to go through it. You're going to get understanding. Third lesson, family, we're going to have for Sunday. And this is if we get through all the material. If I have to put a fourth show out there, a fourth lesson, I will. But we're going to go over things that are within the new covenant that gives an explanation pertaining to the Torah and what is right according to our Father. He gave it to us. He gave us the Torah via Moses. But he's going to give us better understanding through his son Yahushua, the prophets, the apostles. You know, we're going to get all this understanding because many things are taken out of context. Many people cannot get the fullness of Yahushua to bring it all spiritual. And that's where we're going to be going with this. And like I said, when we have that third show, I'm going to open up the mic. If anybody finds anything out, that's not what that means. Hey, call up, bring it up, because I'm going to have my scriptures prepared with the proper interpretations. And, you know, I hearken anybody who believes that I'm speaking out of line about the Torah to please call up and tell me why you feel this is so, or if you want to give more verses that maybe I have not mentioned. I would say that I've overlooked them, but there were so many. This particular lesson would never end because it's all right there, what we did when we got the Torah. And that's what we're going to break down today. What did we do when we got the Torah? So, family, like I say, if you're ready for some knowledge, for some wisdom in our Father's Word. You stay right here. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Write down those scriptures and get understanding to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah's Word. Because, hey, this now termed English Bible, which was our Torah, okay, this was our manuscripts, this was everything in Hebrew, okay, there's a lot of misteachings. But it was preserved for us, even with the misteaching, through the set-apart spirit that we can get the understanding. So this is our history book. This is our Hebrew history book. And we really need to focus on what our Father says, both with the fulfillment of Yahushua. All right. My children are walking through the house and the dog's going berserk. All right, family. With that understanding, leave. I don't know why they think to stay right in front of the door and keep the dog barking, but anyhow, we're going to go on. Sister Venus, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, I just want to make sure before I get started. And I might have to put my little dog in the basement if she doesn't stop barking. Oh, my goodness. Hey, family, you know, it's a Friday, and that's when all friends come over for some reason for my young adults. I will say young adults, but that's when it happens, so we're going to try to make it through without all the noise. All right, family, everyone should know this, but I'm just going to speak on this. When we speak about the Torah, we're speaking about the five books of Moses. That's what it's termed. And you're going to see that Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Okay? You're going to read about the laws, the judgments, the statutes, the ordinances, the commandments. Everything is within the first five books of Moses. Okay? So that's good. It's always good to understand what Yahuwah expected from his children. We got to know what he told us. Okay? So that's what's in there. I want to take you first, before we get started too much into the scriptures pertaining to the Torah, I just want to read a little something for you. I'm going to give everyone who is on the chat line a link. I'm adding these as my opening verses. But I want to give everybody a link to 2 Timothy chapter, hold up a second, my computer's acting a little weird. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and then we're going to be reading 3 right behind it because we've got to get a little foundation laid, okay? So the chat line, all you have to do is go ahead and open up. There's your link, okay? Now, just follow along with me. We're taking it nice and easy. I want to make sure that everybody's getting understanding. Let's go into 2 Timothy 2, just for a little bit of understanding, okay? I'm going to read it, verse 1, beginning at verse 1. Thus, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Yahushua, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahushua. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits. Consider what I say, and Yahuwah give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Yahushua of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of the Most High Yahuwah is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Yahushua with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before Yahuwah that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto the Most High Yahuwah, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more unrighteousness, and their words will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of the Most High Yahuwah standeth sure, having this seal, Yahuwah knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Yahushua depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on Yahuwah out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Most High must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If Yahuwah peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snares of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We're going to go to 2 Timothy 3. It reads, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unrighteous, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of the Most High Yahuwah, having a form of righteousness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the truth of the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all Yahuwah delivered me. But out of them all, Yahuwah delivered me. Yea, and all that will live righteous in Yahushua shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the set-apart scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Yahushua. All scriptures given by inspiration of the Most High Yahuwah, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or the woman or the children of Israel of the Most High may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All right, so I want to read that for you, because when we go into lesson number two, you're going to understand more of the connection with the Torah and the scribes and the Pharisees. But you have to understand this was something that was going along in Israel and was taking, they were sitting in Moses' seat. Okay, they had been trying to get into that position in that seat of power, of authority, and they did it. And when Yahushua came, he had to get disciples, teach them, and rebuke those teachings. It's important to know that because right now many don't understand. When we talk about the serpent seed and we're talking about how they always prompted up with Israel, many don't understand that all we're saying is they have a different spirit and they're spiritually discerned because their spirit did not come from the Most High. Okay, did not the called lineage came from the Most High. This other spirit that was out there, it tells us throughout the word that ye are of your father the devil. And Yahushua was talking about this same serpent seed, i.e. from Genesis 3:15 throughout all the word. And unfortunately, a lot of things have been perverted without the fullness of Yahushua. They want to get away, get rid of them, just get rid of them, get them out the equation. And when we come to learning about what the fullness of the Torah is, or the fulfillment, shall I say, of the Torah, of the Passover, of the Shabbat, over all these things, when we really get to learning the fullness of it, it brings opening to where I know the Christian church will say that the law is done away with. Not really. No. It just became spiritual. It's like a transformation took place. That's all that this is speaking of. I want to get that out because when we go through these scriptures, you're going to hear about the physical side of it. And when I say physical, because we were doing everything according to the flesh before Yahushua came in the picture. So we're going to get understanding about the physical. Okay, why we had to have those laws and why we were told to give the judgments and all these things. We were totally fleshly back then, and you're going to get the understanding. But I want to share those opening scriptures with everyone just for a foundation for what we're getting ready to go into pertaining to Torah truth and Yahushua. So the Torah is the written word of the Most High, Yahuwah. Okay, it is set to his, he gave it to his set apart people, okay, which he set apart for himself. And it was used to keep us righteous according to his good pleasure, okay? He separated his people from the very beginning, okay? From the very beginning, when we were the formed creation, when we were the ones from the lineage of Adam, placed within the garden. And Eve was taken from the same makeup as Adam. She had the same thing he had. But they disobeyed. They both disobeyed. If you don't understand that one, because some people are going to try to go to Timothy where it says, Adam didn't sin, but Eve. Hey, we went through those verses. We gave the understanding for that. It's a spiritual understanding. But the point is that throughout the entire scripture, we're going to see how Israel, the woman, okay, we're going to see how she kept disobeying, even though things were given to them, things that kept them righteous, should have kept them righteous if they obeyed. We're going to see where they didn't do it. I mean, if they did do it, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in today. Okay? So this was given to us. No one can deny it. We can go ahead in the first five books and read about it. This was given to us. Now, the Torah encompasses all the laws, family, the commandments, the ordinances, statutes, and the promises which Yahuwah made to his set apart people. Okay? We can read about all these things, okay, which are called the five books of Moses, and we can read about them to edify our understanding. But see, if we say we are just Torah keepers or we omit other parts of the scripture, we just stop at the first five books, okay, or just stop at the Old Covenant. We have only heard only part of the truth. Now, as we've been going through scripture, many of the times when we go through scripture and we read what some of the people who were considered lost sheep, who the world will call Gentiles and try to make us believe there's someone else from a different nation. No. We've been going through those scriptures. We're going to find out they say that they had only heard this part. They hadn't gotten the full message. So that is actually what the basis and foundation of this particular lesson is going to be about. Many people, yes, they've heard about the Torah, but somehow along the line, they didn't quite receive the full understanding of Yahushua. And see, all this stuff is prophesied that it would happen. It has already happened. Okay, and I'll show you in Scripture when we get to that on our third lesson. Okay, I will show you that, where it was said that this was going to happen, and I'll give you the understanding, because many times it's given to us within Scripture, what we're seeing today, but many of us just don't understand the spiritual part of it. I'm going to break that down for you to give you a clear, defined, cut definition of what this means. That's precepted back here. It's the same thing, okay? And you're going to see how, why is it that we say, you know, it's all right if you want to read the Torah. It's a beautiful thing, but you better not leave Yahushua out of the equation. Sister Venus, would you like to add anything right now?
Well, to be honest with you, I won't add anything at this time. We can just jump right in and get started without further ado.
Well, it sounds good to me. I pray, family, that you guys are going to be following along with us. Sister Venus, can you go ahead? I want to take a quick look at the Torah, Yahuwah, and the children of Israel. So we're going to begin, and I'm going to give the chat line a link to Exodus 19. And, family, we're going to, for those of you who are listening by phone, open up to Exodus 19. We're going to first begin reading verses 1 through 8. And I'm going to give this link to the chat line. And you know what, family, my, I don't know why, but my computer's acting really weird. That's what's taking me so long to give you the link. I have to go back 3-4 times because there's a big line. And I don't know if you guys are experiencing this, but when I went to the show page, I don't know, mine was showing funny. I pray that you guys, if you're going by Facebook or whatever to listen to the message, that you're able to get onto the chat line. Let me just go ahead and open this link to the family. Okay, family, here is your link where we're going to be reading from, and I ask that everyone take time to crack it open. Read along with us. Make sure that you feel, you know, fully edified and satisfied in your ruach when you read this, okay? So, sister, would you go ahead and begin to read Exodus 19, verses 1 through 8, please?
Okay, we're starting again from Exodus 19, starting from verse 1. Third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth of the land of Egypt, the same came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai, which had pitched in the wilderness, and Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto Yahuwah, and the father called unto him out.
Sister?
Yes?
Hello? Okay, your phone is breaking up again. Are you moving your face from the phone?
No.
Okay, try to get, and if you have it on speaker, don't put it on speaker.
Okay. Do we, okay, I'm going to go ahead and start from verse 1 just to be sure everybody got that. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto Yahuwah, and Yahuwah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which Yahuwah commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that Yahuwah hath spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahuwah.
Okay, family. So right here in Exodus 19, verses 1 through 8, this is the time when the children of Israel had gone out of Egypt. Okay? They were going into the wilderness at this point. And the Most High had Moses come up, and he told him, Thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, which is Israel, and tell the children of Israel, and tell them, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Okay, so he's letting them know, you got to obey, keep my covenant. Family, this is important because the children of Israel, by the time we get down to verse 8, it says, And all the people answered together, and they said, All that Yahuwah has spoken we will do. Now, I don't think I have to tell you, if we know that the children of Israel witnessed all the miraculous signs and wonders that were done, the Father spoke with them through Moses, and he did speak to them in a pillar of cloud, but hey, they said they would do it. They said, yes, we will. We know that in, and this is taken out of Exodus, this is the Torah. We understand that you're going to keep hearing a repeat that they understood very well. It was important that the Father, there's a lot of repetition in the Torah, saying the same things over and over. And every single time you're going to hear the children of Israel say, we will obey. We will obey. Well, hey, the descendants of these people, we're out here right now. Okay, we're right here, right now, in a land that's not ours because we no longer have the land that was promised to us. We're out here right now, not the head but the tail, because somebody didn't obey. Everything that was given to us, we're going to find out what we did. What did we do when he gave it to us? We're going to find that out, family. Let's go first. Before we do any more, I want to just take you guys out. See, I bring this out because for some reason, those who want to push the Torah kind of forget what happened in between us getting the Torah and the new covenant. They forgot everything in between. But see, we're going to establish the fact that the children of Israel was given this Torah. And every time they said we're going to obey, but did they? We're going to find out. Let's go over now. When we go to Exodus 20, I'm gonna go ahead and read this one. Exodus 20 verses 1 through 20. And all you have to do is click the link to get there, family. That's all you got to do. But, excuse me, Yahuwah spoke to Israel, and he gave them commandments. Because if you continue reading Exodus 19, you'll read Most High showed himself to the children of Israel. Okay? He showed himself to the children of Israel. Now let's go to Exodus 20, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 20. All you got to do is click that link, the first link I gave you, and you should be there. Okay, just read the, I don't know why. My computer's really acting up, family, but let me just get there. Okay, anybody at home, I'm at Exodus 20. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 20. Okay, 1 through 20. I ask everybody to follow along because this is important. People just somehow, they forget these things. So we got to bring it back to your remembrance through the word. Now, when we get to Exodus 20, let's find out what the Most High said to the children of Israel. It reads, "And Yahuwah spake all these words, saying, I am Yahuwah thy father, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahuwah, thy father, am a jealous father, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." So he considers if you don't listen, you hate them. "And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." So he's saying if you love him, you're going to keep his commandments. Verse 7. "Thou shalt not take the name of Yahuwah thy father in vain, for Yahuwah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." So that's a big one people need to watch out for, because trust me, he is not named God. He is not, you know, they'll tell you that, well, Jesus is God. So he's not Jesus either. He's not Lord either. These are just American and the fork-tooth language of America. English. It's a deceptive language, and it was placed within the English Bible so that you can call on different deities. But he has a name. Okay, he has a name. We need to know that. So it tells us not to take his name in vain. It says, "Remember the Shabbat day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Shabbat of Yahuwah thy father. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates." And we know that these strangers are what you would call the lost sheep of the house of Israel. These are the ones who knew not the Father. Okay, a lot of people, when they read the Torah, they don't understand because they're not going into the New Covenant to really get that full understanding. There's other places that say it in the Old Covenant. We're going to hit a couple of them. But these are our people, these strangers. It says in verse 11, "For in 6 days Yahuwah made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahuwah blessed the Shabbat day and hallowed it." Now, I don't think I have to tell you guys that that seventh day, you keep reading in Genesis chapter 2, okay, that was 1,000 years after the making of mankind, the male and the female, that he formed Adam from the dust of the ground. And he gave him that set apart spirit by blowing, giving him the breath of life, okay? So he was set apart in the garden from all the others. And this day was hollowed out, this Shabbat day. That you remember how it says, man wasn't made for the Shabbat, but the Shabbat made for man? Well, what man was created on the seventh day and placed within the garden? Think about it. Come on, family. Let's get alive here and let's understand the word. So he tells us, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahuwah thy father giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. We're talking about Israel. We're not talking about the other neighbor, the other nations. We're talking about Israel here. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not Yahuwah speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for Yahuwah is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. We're supposed to fear the Most High, okay? And righteously we are. I mean, he is our father after all. Same respect that you would give your father or your mother. Oh, our Heavenly Father expects that. Okay, family, so we're seeing that the Father gave the commandments. We know he gave us the laws, the judgments, statutes, the covenants, the ordinances. Everything was given to Israel in the five books of Moses and the Torah. And it's all good. Family, it's all good. We're going to go, I'm not going to read, but if you want to continue going through the Torah, by the time you get to Exodus 21, it's going to talk about the judgments. I'm not going there. That's something that you can do in your own time. Most people have read the five books of Moses. If not, hey, that's a little lesson. That's a little study project for you. Start reading. Okay, but the topic we're having today is about the Torah and Yahushua. What is the truth of the Torah? But you gotta not exclude Yahushua. Let's get there. Let's hear what was expected of Israel by the Most High Yahuwah. You can read about this, family, in Deuteronomy chapter 7. And I'm going to have our sister read this. So let me give the link to the chat line. And then from there, you guys open up with us and let's find out the truth. We got to get to the truth. We got to lay the foundation in order for everybody to get the clear understanding of what is taking place within Scripture. So I just gave the chat line. Everybody should have it. I just gave the chat line, Deuteronomy chapter 7. And I'm going to have our sister, would you please read Deuteronomy chapter 7 for the family so that we can get the understanding of what Yahuwah expected of Israel.
Okay, Deuteronomy 7, starting from verse 1. When Yahuwah thy father bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when Yahuwah thy father shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show any mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of Yahuwah be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art a Kodesh people, set apart people, unto Yahuwah thy Father. And Yahuwah thy Father hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Yahuwah did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people. But because Yahuwah loved you, and because he would keep the other which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath Yahuwah brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of the Pharaoh king of Egypt. Know therefore that Yahuwah thy Father is Yahuwah, the faithful Father which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations, and repay them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahuwah thy Father shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee, and bless thee, and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, and the fruit of thy land, thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep, in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And Yahuwah will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which Yahuwah thy Father shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what Yahuwah thy Father did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt, the great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm whereby Yahuwah thy Father brought thee out. So shall Yahuwah thy Father do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, Yahuwah thy Father will send the hornets among them until they that are left and hide themselves from thee be destroyed. Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for Yahuwah thy Father is among you, a mighty Father and terrible. And Yahuwah thy Father will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you. But Yahuwah thy Father shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings unto thine hand, and thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou hast destroyed them. The graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination unto Yahuwah thy father. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination unto thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Okay, family, we went through this particular Deuteronomy 7 because it's a clear-cut explanation of what the Father expects from his children. You know, the same Father that gave us the laws, the commandments, the judgments, the statutes, the ordinances, so forth, by way of Moses. And what you're going to find, family, right here in Deuteronomy 7, there's many precepts where it will show you, okay, he spoke it here, but what happened here? He spoke it here, but what do we do there? And if you don't realize these things, you're not going to get the understanding of Yahushua having to come in and things becoming spiritual because we could not keep things, certain things in the flesh. We kept sinning. We know that we sinned. We know that all Israel sinned. Okay, we understand this because most of us do know these scriptures that I'm just quoting briefly. Okay, now, when you get to, I just want to pick out a couple that I want to say a couple things about. When we go to Deuteronomy 7, and it tells us in verse 3, it says, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Talk about these other nations, non-Hebrews. It says, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter, thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. You better make sure that you understand that this was a commandment given to us by the Most High Yahuwah. This is in the book of Deuteronomy. This is in the Torah. Right after the Torah, we get to Joshua. Right after Joshua comes Judges. Remember this particular verse. I'm going to read it again. Remember it because I'm going to bring it back up again. Our Father Yahuwah told us, when we get ready to go into the land to possess it, the same land that the Father gave to us, he told us to get rid of these other nations off the land. No, don't show them no mercy. Utterly destroy them. Make no covenant with them. Okay? He tells us that thou shalt not take any of these other nations. Don't make no marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. Israel did it. We're going to read about it. Israel did it. Now, this is the Torah. But did we keep it? That's what's important. Did we keep what the Father gave us that was sacred to us? He only gave his people. Did we keep it? And it tells us the reason why. He says in verse 4, for they will turn away thy son from following me. Now, what son of the Most High is turned away from the Most High after taking strange women? I don't think I have to tell y'all that was King Solomon. Book of Kings, I don't think I have to tell y'all that. But hey, it's told to us why. He says, because they will turn thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. Okay, so will the anger of Yahuwah be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly? And it happened to Solomon. The kingdom was rent because it was supposed to be established, remember, with King David? Okay. And it says, but thus shall ye deal with them. It tells us that we're going to destroy their altars. When we go to get our land, we're going to destroy these altars. This is all commandments. Let's not screw it up. These are commandments given to us by the Most High. He says, break down their images, cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. I bring this up because we're going to read later Well, we didn't do that. We did total opposite of what the Father said. Commandments were given to us righteously. The law, the Torah, was given to us. But what did we do when we got it? That's what's important, and people are forgetting about that. So when you get to other scripture, hey, that tells us certain things that we're not supposed to be doing, they don't get why. They say Torah, Torah, Torah. They have learned from the scribes and Pharisees. Let's get to the rest of this. The Father tells us that we are a set-apart people unto Him, our Father. Okay? He hath chosen us to be a special people unto Himself above all people, all these nations, all these other nations that are upon the face of the earth. It says, Yahuwah did not set His love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people, but because Yahuwah loved us, and because He would keep the oath which He has sworn unto our forefathers. Remember? Isaac, Jacob, Abraham. Okay? Hath Yahuwah brought you out with a mighty hand? And we can read about it with faith. What He did for the children of Israel, how He parted the sea, how He made sure all kind of pestilence hit all the people there, but left the Israelites alone. How He killed off the firstborn. All the Israelites were fine. We can read about all these things, family. So the children of Israel, even more than I would say the children of today who should have faith, you know, they should have faith, but you're going to see even after all of that mighty work by the Most High, they still sinned. They didn't have belief by the time we get to the New Covenant. They kept erring. They didn't obey. Okay? When we get to, let's see. There was another verse in here I want to say. Okay, when you get to, I'm going to go a little further. But because Yahuwah loved you and because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto our fathers, hath Yahuwah bought us out with a mighty hand and redeemed us out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now, we know just by going to Deuteronomy 28, He gives us, what, 15? Look, I will do this for you. I will do this for you, Israel. I will do this for you if, and there's a condition, and we're going to go there and read what those conditions are. And we're going to see, well, we broke them. Can't blame nobody but ourselves. We broke them. Now, people feel today, I got to do something. Because, see, I got to get it right. They're not understanding. If you don't take in Yahushua and take it spiritual, you're wasting your time. There's nothing of the flesh that you can do. There's nothing, nothing, nothing. It's a spiritual thing right now. And that's what we got to bring to the forefront. Let's go a little bit further. He says, know therefore that Yahuwah thy Father, He is the Creator. He is the Father. He is the faithful Father, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. And He repayeth them that hate Him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore, now He's telling us, here it is, thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I've commanded thee this day to do them. You're supposed to do them. He wanted us to. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahuwah thy Father shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercies which He sware unto our fathers. And He will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn, thy wine, thy oil, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which He swears unto our fathers to give us. Thus shall thou shalt be blessed above all people. And we know we ain't blessed above all people right now because we're no longer the head, we're the tail. But He tells us in verse 14, thou shalt be blessed above all people. Something went wrong. We know we were given the Torah, but did we listen? Where to tell? You know your history.
You know how these other nations came against us? They had no might to do that unless the Most High put us in chastisement. We did not obey. He's letting us know, if we do this, I will do this. If you do this, I will do this. The Torah was given to us. It was good. Everything was righteous. But we got to make sure that we understand somewhere along the line between the first five books of Moses and the New Covenant, something went wrong. We're reading how the children of Israel, oh, shoot, I will listen, Father. I will listen. That's all you hear. The children of Israel saying, I will listen. They always were crying out after they sinned. But somebody didn't listen. Now people read it, and really, they don't even understand fully the scriptures. They say, I'm a Torah keeper, and stick with the Torah, and not understand what went wrong after we got the Torah. Why is it that the Father said it's a spiritual matter now? Something went wrong. Something went wrong, and somebody's not reading enough. Somebody's not studying to show themselves approved. Usually with the Torah keepers, they don't understand that those Gentiles, both in Old and New Covenant, when it came in, when they were strangers coming in with Israel, that was all Israel. That was all Israel. And many don't understand those scribes and those Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat, that they were in the Old Covenant too. We were warned of them then. Many don't understand the prophecies in Genesis 3. Foretold to us right there. The world's not going to teach that, because if the world teaches that, they got to teach a whole bunch of other stuff that they're going to hide from us. We've gone over those prophecies. You can just go back a couple of shows, you'll get them. So we're getting the understanding that the Father letting his people know that we are to obey. We are to keep all the judgments, the commandments, the statutes, the law, everything he gave us. And he will be our Father and he will protect us. Somewhere along the way, we didn't do it. We're going to read more, family. We're going to read more. Now I would like to tell everybody about, with a clear understanding what the Father expected Israel and the Torah and the commandments to keep them and obey them, what happened next? Did we observe and obey them? We're going to first go, family, to Joshua. Joshua, the first chapter. Open it up, Joshua 1, and I'm just going to read to you Joshua 1 through 9. Everybody go ahead and open up. That's all I'm going to read to you is Joshua, because you remember the first five books, it ends with, Deuteronomy, and then what comes next? Joshua. Okay, what comes next is Joshua. So we understand that all this stuff was given to us in the Torah. Now we're going outside the Torah. Let's find out what we did. Did we obey? Did we obey? Now remember, the book of Joshua, this is where Moses had sinned. Okay? The children of Israel caused Moses to sin by hitting that rock. Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land. It went over to Joshua to lead the people. Now, let's find out if there is mentioning of the Torah from Joshua, okay, to the children of Israel. Is there any remembrance of what the Father gave the children of Israel in the Torah? Let's go there. Everybody should be at Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. Let's find out. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Most High, it came to pass that Yahuwah spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not
any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do the thing, to do, well, let me read again, verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law, this is your Torah, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for Yahuwah thy Father is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now, this is right after the five books of Moses. This was right after the book of Deuteronomy, reading about Joshua. Joshua took over. The Israelites were going to claim their land. Now, they had some adventures along the way, but they were going towards the promised land. All of the laws and everything were given to the children of Israel. It's mentioned right here. They will call it the book of the law. We know what the book of the law is. That's the Torah. Now, we're getting into Joshua. He's telling them, basically, obey. 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 You know, obey what? Well, what did he give us in the Torah? Okay, what did he give us in the Torah? He gave us everything for our protection, for our righteousness. Let's find out if we obeyed. Let's find out if we obeyed. Family, let's go over. Let's go over to Joshua. Let me see. Joshua 23. Sister, go ahead and open up Joshua 23. Family, we can really read what was told by Joshua, okay? According to the Most High, this was told to Israel, enter into the promised land. What did he want from them? What did he say to them? What did he command them? Let's go to Joshua 23 real quick. Let's get a little understanding, because you got to understand, after the Torah that was given to the children of Israel, what did they do with it? You heard how he said to be courageous, understand and have faith that I'm with you. Be courageous. Go get your land. Don't turn from the left a little bit to the right. You know, he gave them understanding that don't make no deals with them. Get them off the land. I'm going to destroy them off the land. Get them out of there. Stay Kodesh. Okay? And remember, the book of the law. Okay, so let's go over and find out in Joshua 23 what Joshua had to say. Anytime you're ready, sister.
All righty. Joshua 23. And it came to pass a long time after that, Yahuwah had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel and for their elders, for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age. And ye have seen all that Yahuwah your father has done unto all these nations because of you. For Yahuwah your father is he that hath fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes, from Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And Yahuwah your father, he shall expel them from before you, and drive them from out of your sight. And ye shall possess their land, as Yahuwah your father had promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. That ye come not among these nations, these that remain amongst you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto Yahuwah your father, as ye have done unto this day. For Yahuwah hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000 for Yahuwah your father. He is that frightened fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love Yahuwah your father. Else, if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them and go into them, and they to you, know for a certainty that Yahuwah your father will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which Yahuwah your father hath given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things Yahuwah your father spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Therefore it shall come to pass that, as all good things are come upon you, which Yahuwah your father promised you, so shall Yahuwah bring upon you all evil things, until he hath destroyed you from off this good land which Yahuwah your father hath given you. When ye have transgressed the covenant of Yahuwah your father, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods, and bowed yourselves to them, then shall the anger of Yahuwah be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good land which he hath given to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sister. Family, she just read, and it's good y'all know this, because like I said, Joshua come right after the Torah. Joshua took over where Moses left off. Moses couldn't go into the promised land. Joshua took over. So it's told to us again the same thing. You're going to hear the same repeated pattern, and you're going to hear the same thing over and over. Israel sinned. Israel sinned. Israel didn't obey. Okay, you're going to hear the same thing. Most High is letting us know that he is going before us. There's no reason to tremble, get scared. There's no reason. Our Heavenly Father is before us. The children of Israel saw all the wonders that he did for them. They know the power. When he came and appeared to the children of Israel, they got scared because they knew, his voice is loud and, everything's shaking. Please. They feared him. They feared him. Most High put his people first. He told them, go claim your land. Joshua iterates what the Most High said in the Torah. Okay? Saying the same thing that he tells you, let me go over there. Verse 6, be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. That's the Torah, okay? That ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations. How clear can that be? these that remain among you. Remember, they were going out there, and the Most High was knocking them nations off. They couldn't stand before the children of the Most High. Most High was fighting the battles for them. Hey, he said, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, nor neither serve them, nor bow yourself unto them. Remember that. When we go into the book of Judges, just remember that. And other verses within the scripture.
All right.
He says, huh? Sister?
Okay.
Okay, put yourself on mute because I hear a lot of noise on your end while I'm talking. Okay, but he says in verse 8, but cleave unto Yahuwah your father as ye have done unto this day. That was a commandment. We were supposed to cleave unto Yahuwah. I mean, that is a commandment even in the new covenant. Okay? It says, for Yahuwah has driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man has been able to stand before you until this day. He tells us, one man of you, just one, is going to chase 1,000 of them. For Yahuwah, your father, he it is that fighteth for you. That's why you're able to do that, as he has promised you. Nobody can be able to stand before the children of the Most High. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves that ye love Yahuwah, your father. Else, if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, and we know what happened in the book of Judges, but we're going to get there, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they unto you. Know for certainty that Yahuwah your father will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which Yahuwah your father hath given you. That was our promised land. It was promised to Israel. It was promised to the seed of Jacob. Okay? It was promised to the seed of Jacob. Are we there? Somebody didn't hearken. Somebody didn't obey. Torah was given to us. It's good, but we didn't do right by it, right? Are we all seeing this? All right, let's go now. Let's go now to, let me see where else I want to go with this, because I want to take my time. I want to really hit it hard. Let's go to Joshua 24, everybody. Joshua 24, let's find out if the children of Israel hearken to Yahuwah's word. It was told to them in the Torah. It was repeated to them in the book of Joshua. What happened? Let's go over to Joshua 24, and I want to read verses 1 through 28. Okay, 1 through 28 is what I want to read. Everybody join me there. If you have the scriptures, open them up. If you can mark them down, mark them down. Understand, don't just say, okay, I'm a Torah keeper and not understand the fullness of Yahushua. Find out why Yahushua had to come. Find out why. It's important. Okay, there's a lot of scripture that maybe you guys who want to just keep pushing the law on people and not understanding the fullness of Yahushua, there's some things that you didn't miss along the way. We got to take a look at that. Joshua 24, verses 1 through 28. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and they presented themselves before the Most High Yahuwah. And Joshua said unto all the people, thus said Yahuwah, father of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterwards I brought you out, and I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And ye came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto Yahuwah, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwell on the other side Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho. The men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornets before you, which drave them out before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye did not build, and ye dwelled in them, of the vineyard and the olive yard, which ye planted not. You didn't plant these. Do ye eat? Now therefore fear Yahuwah, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye Yahuwah. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahuwah, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahuwah the Most High. This is Joshua speaking. And the people answered and said, let's see what the people answered, because they said they're going to do all these things. They're not going to go a little way to the left, a little to the right. They're going to remember the book of the law. Verse 16. And the people answered and said, Yahuwah forbid that we should forsake the Most High Yahuwah to serve other gods. For Yahuwah, our Father, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And Yahuwah drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve Yahuwah, for he is our Father. Remember, they were dealing with them hybrids. Remember that family, the Amorites and Jebusites, Hivites and all. Look, call it for what it is. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve Yahuwah, for he is a set-apart father. He is a jealous father. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. He's warning them. If ye forsake Yahuwah and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt, consume you, and after that hath done you good. You could have the good, but if you don't hearken, if you don't obey, if you go serving other gods, he's going to do you hurt, whereas he would have done you good. Verse 21, and listen what the people say. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve Yahuwah. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourself that ye have chosen you, Most High, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now, therefore, put away, he said, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your ear unto Yahuwah your father, father of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, Yahuwah our father, we will serve, and his voice will obey. we will obey him. Okay, now they're saying this. Keep in mind, Torah was just given to us, five books of Moses. It was repeated throughout Joshua. People said once again, Yahuwah our Father, we will serve, and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of the Most High and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Most High. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Most High Yahuwah, which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your father. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. Now, we're seeing once again, hey, they understood that it was good what the Father was doing for them. They understood that in order for the Father to continue doing that, they needed to have fear in the Father's word and believe that, hey, he can drive off these other nations from among us. He can take care of us. You know, he's all righteousness and good. Let's obey. Let's do what he says. We do obey. We will make this covenant. Yes, go ahead, Joshua. Go ahead and write in the book of the law. Take that stone, set it up, okay? Let it be a witness between us and the Most High that we heard and we will obey. Let's find out what happened, family. Let's find out what happens next. Very important that we do this. We're going to start it all off. I was going to go to Judges 2, but instead I want to just take y'all one little place. Go to Judges chapter 1 real quick. Okay, I'll give everybody the link. Okay, Judges 1. I just want to show y'all something. Because, see, children of Israel understood. They understood the Torah. They understood what Joshua told them, repeated to them. They understood all this. Something had to happen. Something that people seem to forget in the year 2013. And they want to say, Torah, Torah, Torah. We got to look at this. Something went wrong, family. Chat line, I'm going to go ahead and give you this link, and I pray that you guys are all opening with me. Hey, Shalom, family, child of Yahuwah, Lakeisha, Sister Lakeisha, Young Shim, Linus 076, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. And I know there are a lot of people on the phone line, too, so welcome, family, welcome, welcome. And all sojourners and all guests, welcome. Now, you guys, let me see. Make sure I gave you the verse. I don't know if I did or not. I'm going to push it in there twice if I didn't. The last one I gave you. Go ahead and open up, okay? I just want to read one little thing to you. This is Judges chapter 1. Let's see. Let's see if, and let me go back to Deuteronomy 7 just real quick. And let's get some understanding with the Father's sick. Some people might have already forgotten. Some people might have already forgotten what the Father had told the children of Israel. Let me get there. Remember in Deuteronomy 7, the Father said, when Yahuwah thy Father shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before thee, and he names them all. He says, seven nations greater and mighty than thou, and when Yahuwah thy Father shall deliver them from before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them, and thou shalt make no covenants with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make any marriages with them. It says, for they will turn thy sons from following me, and they'll have you serving other gods. And the anger of the Most High will be kindled upon you. So it says, but thus shall ye deal with them. They were supposed to what? You're going to go in there and destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. Okay, we're going to find out if the Most High's people did this. Did they hearken to the Father's word? Did they get those nations from among them? Were they afraid? Because the Father said, hey, I'm with you. I'm going before you. One man shall chase a thousand. How much do you need? How much do you need? He said, also in Deuteronomy 7, he says in verse 11, thou shalt therefore keep the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which I command thee this day to do them. Okay? So let's find out.
Let's find out what happened. And let me just go a little further. This is the verse I wanted right here. By the time you get to verse 16, it tells us, "And thou shalt consume all the people which Yahuwah thy father shall deliver thee." Remember, this for all the other nations, "that I shall have no pity on them, neither shall thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them. This is a commandment. But shalt well remember what Yahuwah thy father did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. But you're not to say that these nations are so, look at them, they're more than me. These were hybrids. Father said, I'm with you. I'm going before you. How do you think one man could kill or chase 1,000 of them doggone things? Those are some hybrids. Go read Numbers 13 and read what them things were. Okay, let's go there. By the time you get, family, to Judges chapter 2. Sister? Judges chapter 1. I'm sorry. I want to read this. I want to read this. I want to get this rolling here. Judges chapter 1. Now, with that understanding of Deuteronomy 7, what the father told the children of Israel, let's read what the first couple of verses say. This is where the children of Israel are getting ready to go and get their promised land. They were getting ready to go conquer their land. Judges chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahuwah, saying, "Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them?" The Most High said, "Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand." Let's see what Judah says. Verse 3, "And Judah said unto Simeon his brother, come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with thee into thy lot." So Simeon went with him. Now, the Most High said, don't be afraid. Don't say that these nations are mightier than I and all this stuff. Go up and get your land. I'm the one fighting for you. You see, he said, don't be afraid of them. That was commandment. We broke it right there. As you read along, you're going to read how the children of Israel, all the tribes, when they went to get the land, they did not get all the heathen off the land. They start taking them to pay tributes to Israel. They start intermingling. That's what the father did not want. They were just given the Torah, what, a little bit ago. These were the same people. It wasn't like a different generation. It was the same doggone people who came out of Egypt, who received the Torah. Now, we're talking right now in 2012, and a long time passed by. There's a lot of stuff that took place between then. And they were supposed to be, had saw the Father's face, had got the word, had saw these wonderful signs and wonders that we only can read about and have faith upon. But Judah went in the land and was scared, broke a commandment. What? What up? Now, in 2013, everybody thinks they're so righteous that they can go and keep something that we couldn't keep back then. Well, we saw those signs. We saw those miracles. The Father was talking to his people. He told them, don't be afraid. I'm fighting for you. I think people forget this stuff, but we're reading it right here. Judah was afraid. He asked his brother, Simeon, come on over here with me and fight with me, and then I'll go fight with you. Why you got to ask Simeon to fight when the Father tell you one of you going to chase 1,000? I'm fighting for you. You see, family, are you understanding? The flesh is weak. The flesh is so weak. Why do you think Yahushua had to come make it spiritual? Let's go further. Let's go further. We're going to go, family, now to Judges chapter 2. I'm going to have Sister Venus read for us. We have about 15 minutes left before we get off the chat line. So before I have Sister start reading, I'm going to go ahead and give the link out to the chat line as well as give the call-in number. So if you want to keep up with us, you know, if you want to continue with us, we're going to have to go into the archives. Y'all know that. I always go into my archives. But I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of verses, but they're good. They're good to get that understanding because somehow somebody missing it. By the time we get to the new covenant, people don't even understand Yahushua
Why was it so necessary? We're going to go there. We will hit it. We will hit it on the head, and you're going to understand it completely. Chat line, here you go. Here you go. That is your link that I just gave everybody for Judges chapter 2. If you're at home, Sister Venus in one moment is going to be reading verses 6 to 23. You're going to find out what happened. We didn't get them heated off the land. We weren't obeying. We were getting scared even after we saw all the great works of our Father. He even came to talk to them. Shoot, if I had to see the Red Sea part, you think I'm not going to believe, oh, this is the power. This is the, if the Most High come talk to us in a pillar of cloud and his voice scared me, you don't think I'm going to remember that? Oh, shoot, we got it going on, Israel. Let's get right. But first thing Judah did, God, I asked my brother Simeon to help me. He was scared. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of them nations. I fight for you. Family, he broke the commandment. The commandment was to go there, get your land. Get them heathens off. Take no pity. Claim your land. All right. I want to give this to the anybody on the chat line. It looked like everybody had switched over, but I'm still going to give it out just in case. Okay, family, you know, we're going over toward truth, and people are somehow eliminating Yahushua. So I got a big question mark on Yahushua. Where is he at? There's nothing wrong with the Torah. Don't get me wrong, but you better find out what happened in between the first five books of Moses and the New Covenant. You better find out why Yahushua had to come, because you're missing. You only got part of the puzzle. You only got part of it. You ain't heard it all. You don't understand it. Somebody ain't teaching right. We're going to go there. Hey, continue on with us at 646-595-4111. I'm going to put that number on the chat line as well. If anybody would like to join us, you know, into our third hour, or should I say our archive hour, you know, you'll be able to listen to this later by archive after the show, but you will get cut off in a second, okay? You're going to be getting cut off in about 8 minutes. So if you would like to continue, remember, for those of you who will not be joining us for the overtime here, we are going to have two more lessons, maybe three, but right now I'm praying that it stays to two. We're going to have a lesson tomorrow night, okay, Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is, like I said, if you find that you're trying to escape so-called Babylon America, if you're one of the ones who believe you got to immerse yourself or dip yourself in some water to wash away your sins, when all you're doing is washing away some dirt off yourself, because the only thing that's going to clean you is being washed by the Word, and that's through the set-apart spirit of truth. If you believe that anything on the outside, garment, hair wraps, all this stuff, if you believe that you got to practice or perform some ceremony or whatever it is, some high Sabbath or something, anything of the flesh, if you believe that to be true, you won't want to miss this particular lesson, because we're going to break it down and we're going to let Yahuwah tell you what you're doing wrong. Okay? So make sure that you make it to all three shows, all three lessons. I'm also going to be posting a particular lesson that I've already done when we get to the New Covenant. It's going to give you a lot of good understanding, a lot of precepts, a lot of verses, because somebody is not teaching right. Somebody has learned under the scribes and Pharisees. Somebody, if they, when you get to those so-called churches, we know that's assemblies of the Most High's people in Revelations, and people will be wondering, well, why he say this one and this one good, but this one is bad, this one's bad, this, they got this wrong. You don't understand. Many people are still underneath the scribes and the Pharisees' teachings, and they were teaching the law. Let's get to it. Let's get it right. Okay, family, I don't want to go on too much because you know I can. All right, family, those who will not be joining us, hey, Shabbat Shalom, and prayerfully you guys will come back tomorrow and get back into the Word. Make sure you go back and listen to the rest of the archive if you're not going to be joining us. All right, Sister Venus, let's go over, Sister Venus, let's go on over to Judges chapter 2. Let's find out what happened after the children of Israel did not hearken, did not obey, did not get the heathen off the land, those giants, those nations. Let's find out what happened.
All right, we're going to start at,
Judges chapter 2, starting from verse 6. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man into his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served Yahuwah all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of Yahuwah that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahuwah, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gaash. And also all that generation that were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not Yahuwah, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahuwah, and served Balaam. And they forsook Yahuwah the father of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked Yahuwah's anger. And they forsook Yahuwah and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of Yahuwah was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of the spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hand of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went, the hand of Yahuwah was against them for evil, as Yahuwah had said, and as Yahuwah had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, Yahuwah raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods, and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahuwah, but they did not so. And when Yahuwah raised them up judges, then Yahuwah was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented Yahuwah because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods, to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of Yahuwah was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel whether they will keep the way of Yahuwah to walk therein as their fathers did keep it, or not. Therefore, Yahuwah left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua.
All right. Thank you, sister. Family, they're getting ready to cut the chat line off. Okay, they're giving me 60 seconds, so once again, I'm going to repeat the call-in number in case you want to switch on over. It's 646-595- 4111. Okay. Hey, for those of you who are leaving us, hey, Have a blessed Shabbat. Please join us tomorrow. We're going to continue this. Okay, this is only show or lesson one. We'll be doing two and three for the next couple days. So I ask that you guys join us. And, hey, bring extra sojourners, extra family members. Bring them along with you, okay? Let's get into the Father's Word. Hey, if you sin, repent instantly and come back righteously and in truth spiritually to our Father Yahuwah. Shalom, family. All right, I'm getting ready to cut off the chat line right now, and we're getting ready to continue. Now, Sister just read, give me 10 seconds. Sister just read Judges 2, okay, verses 6 through 23. Now, we see, Joshua, we just read about what we were supposed to bow down to their gods. We weren't supposed to worship their gods. We were supposed to get these people off the land. Broken commandments, right there. There you go, boom. So, see, you're going to find, as you continue reading the book of Joshua, the Father going to keep saying, he's hot against Israel. Why? You don't get mad or upset with somebody if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. You're going to see how Israel did not obey. We were given the Torah. Yes, it's a beautiful thing, but it doesn't matter if you're not going to listen to the Father. Somebody didn't listen because somebody is still in a land that's not theirs, and we're no longer in our promised land. Something transpired, family. That's what we're going to get to. So we see that this is what the children of Israel did. They began serving other deities. Okay, they went and started serving them doggone other deities. The Father had told them don't do that. They did it. Now we're going to find out what else they did. Okay, we're going to find out what else they did. Because the Father says, these gods and these nations, these hybrids, they're going to be a thorn in your side. Them and their gods. But I'm going to leave them there to prove you. And see if you're going to start listening to me. I'm not driving them out. Let's go over there to chapter 3. Hold up a second, family. Let me get there. Let's go to Judges, chapter 3, verses 5 and 8. I'm going to read that for you guys, okay? I want you guys to make sure that y'all getting it, because we're going to hit it hard today, the next 3 days, actually. But by the time you get to Judges chapter 3, I'm reading verses 5 and 8. Let's find out. It says, and the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites and Jebusites. So they didn't drive them out. Broke a commandment. Listen what they did. Joshua stated it. It was in the Torah. Now let's find out what Israel did in the land that they were given promised. They took their daughters, these other hybrid nations' daughters, to be their wives. And gave their daughters to their sons. Now, I know Joshua repeated what Moses declared because Yahuwah had told him, when you get into that land, don't be taking their daughters and don't be giving your daughters to their sons. Don't do that. Because why? Well, because these other nations, they will have you begin to worship their deities. You will forsake your father Yahuwah. Well, that's what Israel did. It says, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Most High and forgot Yahuwah their father. That's a commandment. He's supposed to be number one. They forgot him. And they served who? Balaam and the groves. They began worshiping and serving these gods who are no gods. These angels. It says, therefore, the anger of the Most High was hot against Israel. It's going to keep getting hot against Israel. Keep going through the book of Judges. When I first read that book, family, I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, my goodness. Just like he said, when he raised that judge up, whoever that judge was, whether it was Deborah or a man, he said, I was with that judge. I wasn't with Deborah. So I was with Deborah, the judge. I was with him. And I raised these judges up to get you out of this condition you in. But regardless of him doing that, Israel kept sinning. They kept disobeying. They weren't keeping the covenants. They weren't keeping the Torah. We're going to get that understanding. It says, therefore, verse 8, the anger of Yahuwah was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the, ooh, I can't even pronounce this word. Let me try it. Chushrishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, and the children of Israel served him 8 years. Yeah, I kind of like skipped over that word. I know y'all saw that. Anyhow, that's Judges chapter 3. Now, sister, just read to me quick Judges 4 and 1. That's all I want read. Judges 4 and 1.
Ready, Judges 4, verse 1. And the children of Israel again, let me read that again. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Yahuwah when Yehud was dead.
Okay, we're hearing about it again. In order for them to do evil, they didn't obey. They didn't follow the commandments, okay? Now, sister, go over to Judges 6:1. Let's read what it starts off with.
Judges chapter 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahuwah, and Yahuwah delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years.
There you go. Once again, we do. The family, what I'm trying to let you know is if you go to the book of Judges, which has 21 chapters in it, you're going to continuously hear about the disobedience of Israel. They did not keep the Torah. They didn't follow the commandments. They didn't. They just went bucket wild. But for some reason, somebody think that just because they find out they're Hebrew, oh, I got to get back to this. They don't understand what the Father did because of our disobedience. They don't realize that they're under chastisement in a land that's not ours. Certain things you cannot keep. If we didn't keep it when we were more righteous, how are we going to keep it now when we're in the most polluted place there is, no matter where we are? Because this world is not ours. Not this world, not right now. This world is for, as the scriptures say, Satan deceives the whole world. This is his world. His people stay here now. His people run things. If you are them, the world's going to love you. But if you're not, hey, the world's going to hate you. There ain't nothing out here for us right now. People trying to put something that was, if you go back into the old covenant and find out how particular the Father was with everything, even setting up the Levitical priest. And now you got people trying to do things and keep things and wear clothing. I mean, you know, come on. Come on, they're trying to be, they're making their own righteousness is what they're doing. I'm not saying Torah's wrong. Don't even get it twisted. Don't even get it twisted. But I'm showing you that somewhere between the five books of Moses, the Torah, and between the New Covenant, something went really wrong. Something that was so wrong that the Father did away with a couple things that people don't realize. But we're going to read it before all's said and done. Now, I want to take you guys next. I want to go next to, let's see here. Okay, we're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 7 and 8. I want to read that. This is another little thing that Israel did. Now, remember, this is part of the commandments. Let's find out what Israel did. I'm going to take everybody really quickly to 1 Samuel. Let me get my computer's acting up. To 1 Samuel chapter 8, I'm just going to read two verses, and that's 7 and 8. Let's find out. Because, you see, somebody don't know that Israel kept sinning. Not one, not two, a lot of times. Every book, you're going to find out what Israel did wrong, because it's in every book. When you go to 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 7 and 8, it reads, "And Yahuwah said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." Remember, the children of Israel wanted to have a king like the other nations. Okay, so the Most High says, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. It's in the book of Samuel. Family, we're going to go some other places. Because, see, y'all got to get this. Y'all got to get it. And Israel wanted that king. They wanted to have a king like the other nations. What about the Torah? Now all of a sudden somebody in 2013 get all righteous, Torah keeper. They don't even know about what happened. We got to go there. That's why we're doing today's show, because you're going to see, yes, the Torah was given to us, but something happened. By the time we get over to 2 Kings 17, I want to read this to you guys. If you got scriptures, go ahead and open it up. Go ahead and give it an open. Whereas 2 Kings chapter 17, I want to read this for you guys, okay? Let's find out a little something. By the time we get to 2 Kings chapter 17, check this out. It reads, in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Most High, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to Sou king of Egypt, and bought no presents to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. Now we know the children of Israel were out there. It says in verse 6, in the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel. Carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Hala and in harbor by the river Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against Yahuwah their father, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods. You see, if Israel would have listened to the father, you didn't got to worry about these gods are no gods. So you got to fear them. I'm with you. When I'm with you, like in the New Covenant says, who can be against you? He dwelling right in here with us now. People still scared of their deities and all this stuff. Spiritual warfare is in high demand right now. Righteous spiritual warfare, might I add. But anyhow, verse 8, it says, let me read 7 again. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against Yahuwah their father, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathens, whom Yahuwah cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against Yahuwah their father, and they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high place and under every green tree. And there they burned incense in all high places, as did the heathen, whom Yahuwah carried away before them. Now these are the other nations. We ain't talking about the heathens as far as the Israelites. These were the other nations. And wrought wicked things to provoke Yahuwah to anger, for they served idols. Wherefore, whereof Yahuwah had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. This was commanded. This is a commandment, family. Yet Yahuwah testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I command your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like the necks of their fathers that did not believe in Yahuwah their father. And they rejected his statutes and his covenants that he made with their fathers and his testimonies which he testified against them. and they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom Yahuwah had charged them that they should not do like them. These are the other nations. Verse 16, and they left all the commandments of Yahuwah their father and made the molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, all those gods who are no gods, and they serve Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and use divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Most High Yahuwah to provoke him to anger. Therefore, Yahuwah was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also, Judah kept not the commandments of the Most High their father, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. Now, remember, we're dealing with Judah, and this is going to be the, remember the split? Judah is your southern kingdom. Israel is your northern kingdom. So we see that the southern kingdom, shoot, they went after what the northern kingdom was doing that displeased the Most High. It says, and you rejected all the seed of Israel, all of them, the northern and the southern kingdom, and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of the spoiler until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following Yahuwah and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them until Yahuwah removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cuthah and from Ava and from Hamath and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Most High Yahuwah. Therefore Yahuwah set lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, the nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of Yahuwah, the father of the land. Therefore he hath set lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the father of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry thither one of the priests whom ye bought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the father of the land. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Most High. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. They're talking about the Most High's people here, family. Don't get it twisted because they say every nation. They're talking about we were already scattered. Okay, remember, we didn't get them off our land. Remember that. Go back to the book of Judges, chapter 1. Okay? So it says, and the men of Babylon made Sukkot-Benoit, and the men of Cuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharites birthed their children in fire to Adramelech and Anamelech, the gods of the Seraphim. So they feared Yahuwah, and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the house of the high places. They feared Yahuwah and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. And I don't know if I should say, well, yeah, that should be right. 34, unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Most High, neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances or after the law and commandments which Yahuwah commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom Yahuwah had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourself down to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But Yahuwah, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandments which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do forevermore, and ye shall not fear other gods. We're reading about it here, family. And the covenant that I have made with you shall ye not forget, neither shall ye fear other gods. But Yahuwah your father ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit, they did not hearken, but they did after their former manner. So these nations feared Yahuwah and served. It says, feared the Lord. I don't know why that word Lord is in there. And served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers. So do they unto this day. And they got the word Lord in there. It says, so these nations feared the Lord. Now, we know you go look up Balaam, it'll tell you it means the Lord. I don't know. So, I believe the children of Israel are fearing these other deities, and they serve their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers. So do they unto this day. And we know that's true because many of us are sitting in some type of a religious institute, not knowing the truth of the scriptures, worshiping Allah, Buddha, Jesus, all them fake deities, all those gods who are no gods. Because it says, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. Because they didn't fear the Most High. You know, they feared the Lord, whoever that is. Okay. Family, I want to read 2 Kings 17 for you. Now, simple. Sister Venus, can you read for us Nehemiah 9? Okay, Nehemiah 9, just verses 13 through 17. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, just want to be sure, because it's raining over here, thundering and lightning.
Oh, okay.
So, just want to be sure. Nehemiah chapter 9, and we're going to go ahead and start from verse 13. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy set apart Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gavest them bread from heaven for their hunger, and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their hearts and hearkened not unto thy commandments, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of the wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage, but thou art a Father ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not.
All right, thank you, sister. Now, family, y'all know the book of Nehemiah, the book of Ezra, all that comes after the book of Kings, Samuel, Joshua, Judges, the Torah. Okay, it all comes after that. We find that even in the book, you can go both to Ezra and Nehemiah. This is when we were coming out of the captivity to go ahead and rebuild the temple, because Solomon's temple was wiped out. Okay, now it tells us, thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spake with them from heaven. We read about that, family. We just read about that in the Torah, and gave them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and made it known unto them thy set apart Shabbat, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gave them bread from heaven for their hunger, and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst. You remember Moses, what he did. Okay, the Most High told him, just go ahead and hit the stone, and you know, anyhow. And promised them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them. We read about that in the book of Judges. But they and our fathers dealt proudly. These are all things that is spoken against in the new covenant. Okay? But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments. Couldn't keep and wouldn't keep them. And refused to obey. Neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. Many people listen to the scribes and the Pharisees pushing the law, which is bondage, from Mount Sinai. Remember? We're going to go there in a couple of shows. We already talked about it many times, but it tells you that Agar in the New Covenant, that is bondage. That is Mount Seir. That is of the flesh. Same thing they did here. It says, and in their rebellion, appointed a captain to return to their bondage. After the Most High did all this to get the children of Israel out of bondage. It says, but thou art a father ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Even after the Israel, we can keep reading about it. They kept sinning. He gave them what was righteous to keep them righteous, what would be making them, or us, shall I say, our forefathers and mothers, pleasing in his eyes. But we got stiff necks. We ain't going to listen. Shoot, we got proud. Family, this is what it is. Throughout the scriptures, this is what we kept doing. We're going to go somewhere else with this. I don't want y'all to think that that's it. I want you to get so sick about Israel and how they didn't hearken and how they didn't listen. You're going to understand why the Father took certain things away, family, before all said and done. But I want to keep it moving because I want to get everybody in this. Now, I'm going to take you guys to Jeremiah 2. Jeremiah 2, I'm going to read this, okay? Jeremiah 2. Y'all going to get sick of Israel. Y'all going to understand why certain things that were given to us, somehow we just didn't want to keep them. Father, you know, he tried. He will pardon the sin, but let's go there. Jeremiah 2, I'm going to read verses 1 to 14. Please pay attention. If you're not reading the scripture, pay attention. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came to me, saying, this is Jeremiah, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus said Yahuwah, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was set apart unto the Most High, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devoured him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, said the Most High. Hear ye the word of Yahuwah, O house of Jacob, and all the family of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Most High, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither, said they. Where is Yahuwah that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passes through and where no man dwelleth? And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where's Yahuwah? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Y'all going to get Jeremiah in a second. Jeremiah 16:19, I believe we're going to go there. Hold on. Listen to these words. It says, and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, said Yahuwah, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim, and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, said the Most High. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? Family, this is our Father. Some of these words in here, we're going to get to a lot of good understanding, because some people are messing some stuff up. They're not teaching righteously. They're causing Israel to sin. They don't understand why the Most High had to put the send Yahushua. They don't understand why those disciples had to be taught, and who they were facing when they were teaching the children of Israel. Because somebody had taught the children of Israel just to go buck and wild. Torah, same thing you see today on corners with the blowhorns and all this. They don't understand Yahushua. Let's go there. Now, if we go, we just read Jeremiah 2, verses 1 through 14. Precepted it back with that no profit vanity and so forth. Family, y'all know where I'm going with this. I'm going to take you there really quick, because I want to make sure you get it. Jeremiah 16:19. This is us, family. This ain't no Gentile heathen of another nation. Check it out. Jeremiah 16, verse 19. O Yahuwah, my strength. This is Jeremiah speaking. And my fortress. And my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles, who are these Gentiles? You're going to find out as lost sheep. This is Israel. Shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies. Now we see the lies that the forefathers were doing. They weren't hearkening to our Yahuwah. We have that today. Some of the people want to say, oh, them Jews are dead. That's the father's people. We all won. All these lies. Dip yourself in water. I'm blessed. I'm not stressed. All these lies. They're going to say, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanities, we just read about it, and things wherein there is no profit. Now, do you think that that verse, after, if you read the book of Jeremiah, you're going to know that's talking about Israel. Let's go further. I just want to tie that in for you. Now, you're going to read all, well, we're going to read all of Jeremiah 16, and I want to take it from verse 9 to 13. Okay, these are additional verses. I just read Jeremiah 16:19 to precept it to Jeremiah 2, verses 1 through 14. Now we're going to go and finish up Jeremiah 16, and we're going to be reading verses 9 to 13. Okay, I want to read this for you guys. I want y'all to pay attention. Understand, something went wrong. Understand what these wrong things were, because they affect what many people are trying to keep out of the Torah. They affect it. Jeremiah 16, verses 9 to 13 reads, for thus said Yahuwah, creator of hosts, the father of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath Yahuwah pronounced all this great evil against us? Or, what is our iniquity? Or, what is our sin that we have committed against Yahuwah our Father? Then shalt thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith Yahuwah, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and forsaken me, and have not kept my law. And ye have done worse than your fathers, for behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. That's what's going on right now with this Torah. Who is right here, family? Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye knew not, neither ye nor your fathers. And there shall ye serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. And we are still in that land of chastisement. We wasn't doing it then. We're not keeping the Torah then. The Father has been putting us under chastisement. Every time we go and we're supposed to be doing well, Israel screw up and the Father is hot against Israel. Right here it tells us, this is Jeremiah 16, verse 12 says, and ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart. They try to do things, trying to be righteous, pious. These things were taught to us by the scribes and the Pharisees by the time we get to the New Covenant. They were teaching us Torah, when Yahushua was there to bring things spiritual. Let's go on. It says, therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not. And people think they know America because they were born here. But where are you really from? You're not from here. We're in the land of our captivity. We're in the chastisement. We're supposed to be getting it right. We're supposed to be studying to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word, and getting the fulfillment of both the old covenant and the new covenant under Yahushua. It ain't happening, family. It's not happening. We got to go through these scriptures. People got to see. Somebody did something wrong. Somebody didn't obey. Somebody didn't hearken. By the time we get down to Jeremiah 3, I'm going to read it for you. Who is going to speak of divorcing Israel? I just want to read it. Some people got to know about it. Some people maybe never read it. We're going to read it. Let's get there. Okay, let's get there. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1. They say, if a man put away his wife and she go from him, now really this is supposed to give you an understanding about Israel and the Most High. Pay attention. They say, if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return to her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet returned again to me, saith Yahuwah. Yet return again to me, saith Yahuwah. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been leaned with. In the ways hast thou sat for them. In the ways hast thou sat for them, as the Arabians in the wilderness. And thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain, and thou hast a whore's forehead. Thou refusest to be ashamed. Will thou not from this time cry unto me? My father, thou art the guide of my youth. Wait, let me read that again. Will thou not from this time cry unto me? My father, thou art the guide of my youth. Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoke and done evil things as thou couldest. Yahuwah said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. Remember, we were given the Torah, family. Did we hearken? You're going to see we didn't. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it, and I saw. When, for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorcement. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet for all this her treacherous sister Judah hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but feignedly, saith Yahuwah. And Yahuwah said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words towards the north, and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith Yahuwah, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith Yahuwah, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against Yahuwah thy father, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Most High. Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yahuwah, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land in those days, saith Yahuwah, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of Yahuwah. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither. Now, this is it, Matt, the Torah. Neither shall that be done any more. Let me read it again. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith Yahuwah, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Most High, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done any more. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Most High, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of Yahuwah, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance to your father. But I say it, how shall I put thee among the children, and give thee a pleasant land and a goodly heritage of the host of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father, and shalt not turn away from me. Surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, said the Most High. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their ways, and they have forgotten Yahuwah their father. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art Yahuwah our father. Truly in vain is salvation hopeful from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in Yahuwah our father is salvation of Israel. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our own shame, and our confusion covereth us. For we have sinned against Yahuwah our father, we and our fathers, and from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahuwah our father. You're going to see that the father He never left Israel totally alone, but Israel kept backsliding. Israel needed to get it right. Okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to read Jeremiah 32, verses 26 to 35. I want to get through a little bit more of these scriptures because I want to be able to, you know, jump into it tomorrow. And I want to kind of like be able to not have too many verses to give you. But, you know, I got to show you, throughout all scripture, we did wrong with the Torah. We did not obey. We did not keep righteous judgment. We did not keep the laws. We did not keep what we were supposed to basically do, the command. We didn't do it. So by the time you get to Jeremiah 32, and I'm going to read verses 26 to 35, it reads, "Then came the word of Yahuwah unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am Yahuwah, the father of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus said Yahuwah, Behold, I will give this city into the hands of the Chaldeans and into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city and burn it with the houses, upon whose roof they have offered incense unto Baal," this is us, "and poured out drink offerings unto other gods." We're in the book of Jeremiah here, family. Come on. "To provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands." They're still trying to work with their hands today and do some of the flesh. But let's read about it. "For this city hath been to me as a provocation of mine anger and of my fury from the day that they built it even until this day, that I should remove it from before my face, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction, but they set their abomination in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places to Baal, which are in the valley of the sons of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not." I commanded Tor, them not to do. "Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin." Family, you're going to read about it all the way from Jeremiah. We can go all over with this. You're going to see by the time we get to certain scriptures, boom, there it is. I'm going to try it. No, I'm not going to try. I'm going to stop it here, family, because we only got a few minutes left. I had 4 more scriptures to read. We'll save it for tomorrow. Okay, we're going to finish it up tomorrow because I want to make sure that by the time we finish this lesson, you guys are getting the understanding that, yes, the beauty of the Torah was given to Israel. The beauty of the Torah was given to the children of the Most High. We were supposed to obey. We were supposed to keep the book of the law in our mouths. We were supposed to walk in statutes and all these things. We were supposed to do these things. But somehow we messed up right after we got out the Torah, right into the book of Joshua, into the book of Judges. Keep going. Every single book that's in the scripture, the Old Testament, Old Covenant, we screwed up. Now, all of a sudden, somebody want to just say, hey, we're going to keep this. But when we had it, we didn't keep it. We're going to read about how the father was kind of like getting really upset at Israel. All these, you know, we were serving Baal, Asherah, Balaam. We were serving gods that were no gods. These are the commandments that were broken. Laws were broken. All of a sudden, people in 2013 want to just start this back up again. somebody's not getting the understanding of when the Father says certain things in the Scripture, we're going to hit those Scriptures tomorrow. Well, that don't mean that. Yes, it does. Read the Scripture. Understand, Israel kept messing up. Father took some certain, he took certain things away. Remember, when we went under the Babylonian captivity, he said, get your wives, get your houses, you know, have some children, you know, give your sons wives and all this and do well. That was under one of our captivities. We're still under one of our chastisement captivities. We're not in a land that's ours. We're not the head. We're the tail. We're in a defiled land still. We're trying to do right. And we're waiting for Yahushua to return. Right now is the time we're supposed to be getting it right. But they got some who would pervert the truth, as Paul would say. There's some that were sitting in Moses' seat teaching Torah, Torah, Torah. There's some that have omitted Yahushua. Same thing that happened at the end of the book of Matthew. The last two chapters, read them. We're going to read them. But you go ahead and read them. Figure out what it is. Because even though those words may not directly be said in the Scriptures, the same thing, if you understand it spiritually, what is being said. Some people are doing the unforgivable sin, the unforgivable sin, and I know y'all know what that is, blaspheme the set apart spirit. What is a set apart spirit? Go figure that out, and we're going to talk about it, okay? We're going to talk about it. Sister Venus. Yoo-hoo. Let me see if she's still there.
Okay, I'm still here. I'm unmuted.
Okay, you want to add anything, sister, at this point? Because I'm not going to push it to the last second. We only have like 10 minutes, and I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, I want to say, first of all, in reading all these scriptures, I know for me personally, it's brought me a lot of understanding because I had been dealing with this aspect for several months and seeking the Father. Because trying to understand what is this thing about? I you know, the all the books that are what they call the Bible today, our scriptures, our history book, are there for a purpose. And it almost seems that those who are focusing on the five books, which are, like we said, they're good, you know, they're creating those burdens on our brothers and sisters, especially for those who just come into truth and they're really trying really hard to have an understanding. And they're genuine in their heart. They want to live right. You know, we all want to live right, and we want to know what we're supposed to do in order to please the Father. And even now than ever before, I'm beginning to realize that's why it's so important to read for yourself, seek the Father, study to show yourself approved. Because, and I mean, you said it, and I think even me to repeat it is just, I'm just reiterating that the, you know, the Father bringing our ancestors out of the land of Egypt, you know, bring forth the Ten Commandments, bring out the other, the laws and the ordinances, and we our ancestors, we said, we're going to do this. It's spoken in all the scriptures, even when you read Deuteronomy 28, you know, I call it the basics of knowing who you are as a Hebrew. According to that, those scriptures, it tells you if you do this, this is what's going to happen. This good is going to come to you, or this evil will come to you. And it's like we messed up still over and over and over. And it's very fleshly to want to wear tassels. It's very fleshly to want to, you know, I guess I'm going to call it costume, because when you look at a lot of people, even on YouTube, they're wearing costume. That's no different than the churches that they are preaching against. It's the same thing. It is no different than a Rasta that wear locks, put locks on his head because he believes, you know, that brings him close to the Father. It's the same thing. The Father is not caring about those stuff. He's not caring about your outer appearance. you know, if the Father feels that you may not be dressed the way He wants, He's going to lead you spiritually. He's gonna change and get change within you. But beyond that, to do it because the Father, you know, if I got 7 locks on my head, I'm closer to the Father than you who don't got none. That's a problem. Because it's the heart. Father knows the heart. The Ruach is in you. You know, you love the Father. You're obedient to Him. You're far better off than someone who's trying to dress the part and your heart is filthy. You know.
Well, the whole purpose, as we would read too, is the Father said Israel did not obey. They did not hearken. They slipped their necks.
Mm-hmm.
They went their way. They did the evilness and the lustfulness of their own heart. And that's what we're seeing today. We're going to show you, family. I'm not even done yet. I got more. And I wanted to get to the good, juicy stuff at the end of the show, but we're going to have to save it for tomorrow, family. We only got like about maybe 6 minutes left. But just remember, we got about 3-4 more verses to go. And, you know, you ought to be getting sick of how Israel kept sinning and didn't hearken to the Father. Okay, all Israel. So by the time we're going to get to tomorrow's lesson, we're going to understand, why did Yahushua have to come? What was the purpose of Him coming? And was the law done away with? Wasn't He for a fulfillment of the law of the Shabbat, of the Passover? Wasn't He a fulfillment? Do people know what that means? Do people understand that we're no longer dealing with the flesh, but the set-apart spirit? You know, all this, you got to look at, this is all understanding the Torah. If you will not understand those things which are spiritual, first of all, half the stuff of the flesh they're talking crazy about. But how are you going to understand the spiritual when the understanding in the new covenant is basically spiritual? And most of it, the understanding I'm finding just by reading through the set-apart spirit, that if it wasn't for the Father shedding light on this for me with His wisdom through the set-apart spirit, I wouldn't get it. So if you are not getting it, you're too fleshly. I guess that's the best way to say it, because I know I'm right on mark with this. Not that I'm smart, but the Father is showing me. Hearken yourself to the Father's word. Obey. Yes, keep the commandments. The laws are good, but you ain't got to do anything of the flesh. Yahushua came to fulfill. Okay, Yahushua came to fulfill. We're going to get to it. Scribes and Pharisees. If you don't understand scribes and Pharisees, go back to our shows when we did Genesis 3:15. Just go back through the last 20 shows. That's something for you to do. Go do that. Get understanding who those scribes and Pharisees were. Go to the last show and get understanding what they did, and we're going to get understanding tomorrow why Yahushua was saying certain things to them, and why was it the people, they said, crucify Yahushua. See, family, all this is going to come to the forefront. But anyhow, family, it was a blessing being with you tonight. I really enjoyed it, family, and I pray that everyone comes out tomorrow night at 10 p.m. We're going to finish it. You got to hear it. You got to know the whole scriptures. You got to know both the Old and New Covenant. You got to get it. You know, because the Father is something that's negatively said about those who want to just keep the law. You better figure out what it is. Okay? So, family, with that said, Sister Venus, I thank you for helping me read. I pray that you come back tomorrow. I pray you come back tomorrow and help me read some more. Family, we're going to get on it. We got a lot more to talk about. We're not done yet. We got to get to the Father's word, get to the truth. Okay? What about Yahushua? We're going to be bringing Him in on tomorrow's lesson. So with that said, family, hey, have a beautiful, blessed Shabbat. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.